This is Nili Lavi, Professor of Psychology and Brain Sciences at University College London. I'm a petite woman with shoulder-length honey brown hair, hazel eyes, and light Mediterranean skin tone. I wear glasses that fully correct my vision. This exhibit is a print reproduction of an ink drawing found inside a manuscript copy of Aristotle's text. Due to its fragility, it wasn't possible to display the original manuscript. The drawing shows a human head and shoulders with annotations in Latin describing each of the five senses. Straight lines link tongue, nose, ear, and eyes to a point in the center of the forehead and on to four further points in the brain. In his book De Anima, written in 350 BC, Aristotle describes sight, hearing, smell, taste, and touch individually and in that order of importance. This hierarchy stemmed from the notion that senses that take in information from a distance, such as sight and hearing, give better knowledge than the bodily senses of taste and touch. The separation of the senses, and to a small extent also this hierarchy, has been reflected in the contemporary scientific study of perception. Researchers have typically investigated the senses separately, and the largest volume of work has been dedicated to vision, with hearing being the second largest field of study. The separation of the senses has also been seen in the structure and function of the human brain. Neuroimaging research has shown that different parts of the brain exclusively respond to information coming from a particular sense. These brain regions have been named accordingly: visual cortex, auditory cortex, and so forth. However, in the 90s, we begin to see research that investigates multisensory perception. For example, looking at how people perceive information from both vision and hearing, or vision and touch at the same time. A part of the brain that serves to integrate multisensory information has been revealed, and in addition, research has shown that our brain capacity to process information is shared between the senses, so that if one sense conveys more information, other senses are muted, so to speak. For example, in my lab, we have established the phenomenon of inattentional deafness. Our research showed that when a person is heavily consumed in a demanding visual task, there is reduced brain response to sound, and people report being deaf to the world around them. Although vision and hearing are still the most studied senses, some research has extended this principle to the combination of vision and touch. People can become more numb to touch when engrossed in challenging visual tasks. This can perhaps explain why we tend to close our eyes when kissing.